Translation: the 11th incarnation of the Lord took the form of a tortoise whose shell served as a pivot for the Mandrachal hill, which was being used as a churning rod by the theist and atheist of the universe. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Once both the atheist and the theist were engaged in producing nectar from the sea so that all of them could become deathless by drinking it. At that time, the Mandrachal hill was used as a churning rod and the shell of Lord Tortoise. The incarnation of Godhead became the resting place, pivot for the hill in the seawater. So this is discussions of different incarnations of the Lord. And there are actually six different kinds of incarnations. Just for the purpose of new ones, actually it's so nice to see so many young faces. And I'm sure there are many senior devotees online giving me their blessings, hopefully. So let's see. Any new faces, new persons who already know the six different categories of incarnations? Yes? Yes? That means everybody knows? Who doesn't know? Who doesn't know? That's a good one. Right? Six different categories of incarnations. You don't know? Okay, so the first one is Purusha incarnations. That's right there in the picture where is Mahavishnu. You can see him lying down. Actually, it's really nice, very nice to have a picture like this in every temple of Karnadakshai Vishnu. When he breathes out universes. And then he enters each and every universe. So, like when new people come, or sometimes some people who are favorable, even the Western people, so we can explain to them. So personally, I like this kind of picture. So you can show this is the process of creation. If not, then you can always take this picture, picture cover, and explain. So then we can say, this is Mahavishnu, from him universes comes, and then he enters each and every universe, and most people are actually familiar with Lord Brahma. Then we can say he comes out from the navel of Lord Vishnu, and then he again sits in Swetadvip Island, which is in the ocean of milk, somewhere on the northeast corner of the universe. So that is Purusha incarnations. Those are the three Vishnus. And they have different functions. The first one is breathing out, in and out universes. So at the time of annihilations, everything enters back again into his body. And even if those people who have heard it so many times, it is so relishable for devotees to hear these pastimes of the Lord again and again. Because not only does it increase our faith, but the Supreme Lord's become very dear to us. Even though we know he acts like a little naughty boy. Supreme Lord Krishna, he acts like a little naughty boy. But yet, this is his majestic form. So then, Garbhadakshai Vishnu, who lies down within the ocean. And then from him comes the lotus, and then Lord Brahma comes from that lotus. And then Mahavishnu also again turns himself into Shirodakshai Vishnu. And he enters into each and every living and in the heart of every living entity. So those are Purusha incarnations. So the first creation is by himself. He gives the blueprint to Lord Brahma. But this is the first creation where he himself expands, creates the universe, which is almost less than one quarter of the whole material creation, a whole creation. So the rest is spiritual and only one section is material. So with the blueprint, Brahma starts to create. And the first person that comes out from his mind are the four Kumaras. And then his purpose of creation is to populate the universe again for people like us who can come and act out our desires, because at the time of dissolutions, we are entering into the Mahavishnu, and when it's time again, when he wakes up, then the living entities are injected into this material universe through the time energy with the help of Shambhu, which is another incarnation of Lord Vishnu. So those are just a little bit of a synopsis of the Purusha Avatar. So because when Lord Brahma starts creating, the time goes by, so then there is Yuga Avatar. So then Lord Krishna comes into every Yuga Avatar. Then there is, before Yuga Avatar, there is Guna Avatar. Who knows the Guna Avatar? That's an easy one. Or who doesn't know, let's say. Who doesn't know Guna Avatar? All right. So you must be a new Bhaktini? Yes? Good. That means you have a lot of impetus to read the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the first canto. So Guna Avatar is Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh. So they manage the universe once that is created, and they are in control of the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance. So after, like I said, the time goes by, then there is Yuga Avatar, then there is Manvantar, because in a day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus, and each one has a specific name, and during each Manu, the Lord himself again incarnates. So he is everywhere. He comes again and again. So then, after that, he also sends other living entities, which are empowered living entities. So, have I forgotten any? Yuga Avatar, Purusha Avatar, Yuga Avatar, Guna Avatar, Manvantar, and Leela, the most beautiful ones, where he comes and performs pastimes during each Yuga. So within Yuga Avatar, there are actually four Yuga Avatars, which are Satya, Dwapar, Treta, and Kali. So those are different. Then they all have different colors. White, which is Hamsa Avatar, and what else? Red, sometimes he comes red as Yajna Purusha. White, red, black, who is Krishna or Vishnu, and very rarely, only in once in a day of Brahma, he comes as yellow incarnation, who is Lord Chaitanya. He only comes once in the day of Brahma. So that's very rare. So we are very fortunate that we are in that era when Lord Chaitanya come. He just came. It's almost like yesterday. Or we are still in that era when he came. So those are Leela Avatar, Guna Avatar, and then Shakyavas Avatar, which are very beautiful because they are empowered and they act like simple human beings, but they are very empowered to perform special activities, special desire of the Supreme Lord. And Srila Prabhupada is one of them. So we are very fortunate because he's so empowered to spread the message of the Lord in every town and village. Only by his grace we are here today. So Kurma, actually, believe it or not, he also has parents. Kurma Avatar. So that's why I also want to Thank Vishnumurti Prabhu from Radha days, he's doing this Vanipedia. Somehow that you don't have to go through all the folio, you just do Vanipedia and everything comes by. So he's doing amazing work. So in that, the wife is called Vairaj. She's the wife of Viraj, Vairaj, and her name is Devasambha. So then they have a son called Ajita. So he takes the form of Kurma. So just like when Lord Brahma started creating in the beginning, he asked the four Kumaras to populate the universe. They said no. So Lord Brahma became angry. So then Rudra came out. And then he was given a place. So then he started creating. So then all the demons were coming. So he says, no. You just please go and meditate. When the time comes, we'll ask you to continue with your work. Because of his demoniac association, even Lord Brahma felt that he's unclean, so he had to shed his body. So when he sheds his body, it became the twilight, and it took the form of a beautiful girl, and then again there is mishap. So then Lord Brahma had to give up his body again. So what do we do? When we become impure, we chant mantras, Om Keshwai Namaha, Madhavai Namaha, Narayanai Namaha. But Lord Brahma, he gives up his body just for purification. And then his good son, Swayambhuva Manu, comes out and he requests them. And from the body also another person comes out, and that's his wife, Satarupa. So then they create and they populate the universe, and then the Prajapati comes. So like I said, that different incarnations come. When these Prajapati start populating, the time goes. So similarly, you just heard yesterday about Matsya Avatar. So Lord Krishna takes these different forms for different purposes. So one time there was a big dissolution, because after every day of Brahma, there is a small dissolution. It's nothing small. It inundates almost all the lower planetary system up to the earthly planets. So there was this dissolution happening, and so Lord Krishna, he takes the form of a fish, which I'm sure you heard, to save different species and plants and herbs. So then he acts like a boat and then carries them. And amazingly, this pastime is in many other cultures. So what does it say? What does it mean? It means that actually the whole world, as we already know, was under one king in the past. But then the kingdoms got divided. Lord Parshuram came, and then he sent them or killed them. And some of them came to the European countries, and they have still some of the Kshatriya natures. Then they populate, and then they become in charge of not just their land. They want to grab other lands because they have this Kshatriya nature. Then they go and populate North America. So there are these Kshatriya natures of people still around. But Lord has to come again and again to right the wrong that is happening. So just like I was saying, that there are different cultures have these episodes in their scriptures. So we have Bhakti Anand Goswami. He's doing so much work. He's actually found out that many cultures have Radha, Krishna, and Baladev within their context, within the context of their religious scriptures. So right now, we are very busy just simply trying to go through Bhakti Sastri, learning our basic four books, going to Sadhana Bhakti. But if we take our heads above and see what's happening around the world, we can see by Lord Krishna's arrangement that actually Satyuga is already setting in. already setting in because Lord Chaitanya came. But to make it more faster, the process, what is the only method right now is Harinam, 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 Eva Kavalam. So this Harinam is so powerful that it can negate all these other impurities of this age. So we should have more faith, because it's only the devotees who are going to do this on behalf of the Lord. So we have such a mission, just like we will see, like all these incarnations, there are 25 incarnations that are mentioned, but of course, then there are different, like I said, different categories. But these incarnations of the Lords are like rivers or like waves in the oceans, and there's a verse in the Bhagavatam mentioning it. So this is why we are so indebted to the Supreme Lord, that he comes again and again. Just like the waves in the ocean, we cannot comprehend. So then when he empowers or he gives us the mission that this is what's needed next, we should take it as a privilege wholeheartedly. And Srila Prabhupada came and he engaged us. So we should do that very wholeheartedly and purify the atmosphere, bring back the Vedic culture. So there are so many aspects we can bring it in. We bring in. So, of course, there are also 10 subject matters in Bhagavatam. And most devotees know, those people who study. So let me quickly go over it. It's called Sarga, Visarga, Sthana, Prasana, Uti, and then Manvantar, Ishanukatha, Nirodha, and Mukti. So personally, I think, and correct me, that this 25 incarnations, especially the list, it seems more based on Ishanukatha and Ashraya. Why? Ashraya means he's the shelter. So these are the description of the Supreme Lord as the shelter of all living entity. And Ishanukatha means the description of the Lord. So there are actually 18 Puranas, and Kurma Purana is one of them. So, but these 18 Puranas, they're divided into three categories: goodness, passion, and ignorance. So Kurma Puran comes into ignorance. So if you want, for your pleasure, I could list them here. So in the mode of ignorance are Matsya, Kurma, Skanda. Skanda is the son of Lord Shiva, Kartikeya. Linga, Shiva, and Agni. So those are the Puranas in the mode of ignorance. I'm going to mention something more later. Then in the mode of passion is Bhavishya, Brahmanda, Brahma Vaivarta, Markandeya, and Brahma Purana. Why Brahma? Because he needs a mode of passion to create. Then there are Puranas in the mode of goodness. Bhagavata, Garuda, Bhagavat Purana is actually transcendental. It's beyond goodness, because this is direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this, but for the list, it's mentioned Bhagavat, Garuda, Naradiya, Vishnu, Padma, and Varaha. So it's not necessary that we go through all this Purana, because Vyasadeva have already taken the essence and brought it in the Bhagavatam. But the people who are very studious and they're doing analytical study and discuss, that's why we have these different categories. So I would actually stay away from the Puranas in the mode of ignorance, because they are very confusing. They talk about the places of pilgrimage. They actually mention Shiva and Sakti and Vishnu all in the same category, especially in the Kurma Purana. Then they have a little bit of Bhagavad Gita where Lord Shiva is actually explaining the purport of the Bhagavad Gita Because Bhagavad Gita is used in many, many different Puranas. Because it's the science of the soul. For the jiva to understand that he's not this body. And he has to start his spiritual activities to get out of this material world. So that's why it's confusing. So don't even go there. The only Puranas for Vaishnavas are these ones. Brahma Vaivat Purana, Naradiya Vishnu Padma Purana. Of course, we mention Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the main Purana. But there are some wonderful pastimes mentioned of the Supreme Lord in Brahma Vaivat Purana, Padma Purana, Vishnu Purana. So Srila Prabhupada quotes from those again and again. So we don't even have to go there because whatever we need is in Srila Prabhupada's books. Right? So now through this so then there were the six questions by the sages. So let me just go over them for your benefit. The first question was, where has the religion taken shelter after the Supreme Lord left this planet, after his pastime on his earth? And the answer is here, right? We mentioned that he has, the religious principle have taken shelter in the Supreme Lord, in the Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is none different. So we need to recite it every day, just like it, there's a sloka which says, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So all that is troublesome in the heart will be reduced to nil. So Bhagavatam, that's why Srila Prabhupada make this wonderful program, morning program, where we go through this whole process in the morning, chanting of rounds, samsara prayers, guru puja. So this helps us develop our gradually coming closer to the Supreme Lord. Then the second question was, what is the absolute ultimate good for everyone? So these sages were asking question in Namasharanya. And they're asking for the benefit of the whole world. And they're sitting there doing 1,000 year sacrifice. Why? For the benefit of the people in Kali Yuga. So remember these words, for the benefit of people of Kali Yuga. So the sages were doing this yajna, then they were asking this question to Suta Goswami, who was present when Sukhdev Goswami was giving, talking about Srimad Bhagavatam, on Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. So then Suta Goswami was requested at this Sangha, Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Gornitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So that's why Suta Goswami was asked, because he had already been there. So then the third question is, what's the essence of all scriptures? The fourth one, the answer is, they give the answer, the essence of all scriptures is to please Supreme Lord Krishna by one's activities. So the fifth question is, why did Supreme Lord Krishna appear himself? And then the sixth was, please describe the pastime of the Lord. The reason I mention it, because this Leela Avatar, Kurma Avatar here, I personally think that he belongs to the fifth and sixth category of why did Krishna appear and describe the pastime of the Lord. Just like when I mentioned the 10 different subject matters, we took the two, so correct me if I'm wrong. But it seems very obvious that the sages are already answering, and the answer to their fifth and sixth question is this Leela Avatars. So while Kurma is in, he appeared during this churning of the milk ocean, because as mentioned in the verse, the thieves and atheists wanted to bring the nectar out from the ocean. So now there's so many purposes behind this pastime. So when Lord Krishna appears, he comes to accomplish many purposes. So one time, as we know, Lord Indra offended his guru. So then what happened was he was given a garland, and somehow or other, the elephant which Indra was riding on trampled the garland, and then the guru got upset and he cursed him. So you'll become bereft of the Lakshmi, which means he lost his whole kingdom. So then Lakshmi Devi went away from his kingdom. So then what happens? Through the churning, she will come back again. So those are the examples. So then the demons and devotees, because the demons were in charge because Indra lost the kingdom, so they took over. So then they have to regain the kingdom. So then the Supreme Lord said, now you churn the ocean and you'll get nectar and you'll become powerful. So that's another reason. Then there are 14 jewels that come out. So there are many reasons like that. So that is why Kurma Dev appeared. So then what happened when they were churning the ocean? This was Lord's plan. He gave them the idea that you take the Mandrachal hill and then use Vasuki, the snake, as the rope. And then you churn the ocean and the nectar will come out. So then the pivot, which is the Mandrachal hill, was wobbling. So that's when Lord Kurma, out of compassion, he became the pivot. And so he can hold it. But again, he fell down. So Kurma went in the ocean and brought it back up again. So this Mandrachal mountain was 800,000 miles long and wide also. So huge. So how can you comprehend how big Kurma was? Right? So this is the Supreme Lord. Just like I give you another little small pastime, when Satrupa and Swayambhu Amanu manifested, and then he wanted them to take a place. They're saying, where do we live? So he says, go on the earth planet. So then the earth was in the Garbhodak ocean. It had submerged. It fell down. So then where would they stay? So then the Lord had to make arrangement to give them a place to stay. So then what happened? Suddenly, a small boar came out from the nose of Brahma. And then he got so huge, so big, that with his tusk, he took out the earth planet and put it back on his axis. So imagine like how he performs these different pastimes. And that's the Supreme, our Supreme Lord. You know, he can take this. So similarly, he had devised this plan of churning the ocean to get the nectar for to strengthen the devatas so they can get back their kingdom. So then they were getting the demons and demigods both, they were getting really tired. So it says there that the Lord personally took on the job of churning the ocean himself, manifesting himself. This is on 8th canto. With thousands of hands, the Lord then appeared in the summit of Mandrachal mountain and held the mountain with his one hand. And then again, it goes on number 16, canto 8, chapter 7, verse 16. Ajita, who is the personality of Godhead Kurma, personally began to churn the ocean. He took hold of Vasuki and began churning the ocean using Mandrachal mountain as a churning rod. When engaged in this way, the Lord appeared like a beautiful situated mountain named Indranila. Then we have this his resident place. So when this different incarnation comes, they have actually their own planets. They have their own planets. So these are Vaikuntha planets, and they actually reside in there. So we have devotee called Aryama. He's the leader. So Aryama, they are offering nice prayers, and all the residents of that particular varsha are offering prayers to the Supreme Lord. So then the question may arise, how does he look like? Anybody have an answer? What does he look like when he resides in his planet? Any answer? Anybody want to try? Because we have Matsya, Kurma, Varaha. Yes? You want to try? He actually looks like Lord Vishnu. Even Lord Vishnu, he doesn't look like four hands. He's just like two-handed Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he's with Lakshmi, his close associates. He manifests the four hands when there is need. Just like Lord Krishna, he's when he, in the Brahma Mohan Leela, he manifested four hands so Brahma could see that this is Vishnu. So in the residences, in their own residence, in the spiritual world, they are like normal two-handed human beings, because that's a very beautiful form of the Lord. Then he manifests when there is a need. So where do we get this information? In Chaitanya Siksamrita, it's mentioned there. So there was another... like I said, even in Brahma Vaivarta, you can, there's a lot of information given there. So Brahma, Varaha, Kurma, Matsya, they all take the regular forms. Narsingha, even though it mentioned that Lord Narsingha has three eyes. So these different incarnations, it's mentioned actually, they take form in every species of life. So it's very hard for us to comprehend. And that's why we need to read this book again and again, Srimad Bhagavatam, again and again. And how to read is also mentioned here. How do we read Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes? Anyone? How do we read Srimad Bhagavatam? In the association of devotees. It's very important, because we can tasyanti cha ramanti cha, we can discuss the pastime, we can share the different understanding, because Srila Prabhupada says one has to read this book from different angles of vision. So it's very important we read it. Of course, we can read it in your personal way like that. Also, so I think I have something, some nectar to share with you. Just recently, Sachidanand Maharaj gave some initiation here, and Kripamaya mentioned he's the guru of the holy name. How true! It's amazing. If you go to his website and check out the number of books that he's written on the holy name. It's unbelievable. It will increase our faith. So similarly, different devotees have different abilities. So we need to do that, to research, study, and share. Srila Prabhupada mentioned to my Guru Maharaj in the early days, he kept on writing, Satrup Maharaj was kept on reminding us that Srila Prabhupada said, every devotee should write. So this will increase our faith. We can share our realization. So it's very important. So the nectar that I wanted to share, and what Srila Prabhupada mentions, Sachidanand mentions about the holy name. In very early days also, you started saying how the holy name manifests in the form. First you can see the lotus feet of the Lord, then gradually you can see the rest of the body, then you can see the beautiful lotus face of the Lord. So amazingly, even the Karmis are doing the research on the holy name, and now they're saying the same. And there was one scientist or research analyst from UK, he's saying how this sound has a form. Any sound we make, they call it semantics. So there are videos which show that different sounds make different structures. So we already know. So we read Rupa Goswami's books and we can get this in detail. And so the sound form, you know that if we chant purely, we can hear, we can see like Naam, Rupa, Lila, and Guna, the qualities. So all these things will become gradually manifest. But if you don't mind, can you raise your hand? Who is involved in New Age preaching outside, even if it means Kirtan, London? So please raise your hand. Anybody involved in those preaching? No? So for them, it will be very, very, very beneficial that how the scientifically it's proven that the name has a form. So when we form, and it's gone down to explain how they were doing experiment with the whales, and the sound took a form of a shape of a baseball bat. And when you cut it, they call it more like spheres, but it's not spheres because it's elongated. Then there are different geometrical designs within the sound, and the whales can recognize the sound. They can see through the sound, this different sound. So this is the point, that because we've entered in this golden age of Lord Chaitanya, that different devotees, different people, whom we can actually call devotees, because eventually they're all going to be chanting the holy name. So they are coming up with this different research to show the power of the holy name. And the person starts off his research by saying, I love chanting. Imagine. And he has this Gayatri mantra that he chants. He loves it. And then they analyze the benefit. But we have Sachidananda Maharaj. He's written this book on Gayatri mantra. Although it was more superficial, he mentions that it's not too much detail, just so that those people who are not yet ready, they will not appreciate it. But the thing is, you know, those people who are not ready, the detailed information will just go over their head. Just like the six Goswami have written so much information, and they were musing, they were thinking, okay, what to do? Some things will come in the wrong hands. So what do we do? That still Krishna was guiding them to write more and more about so much detail about information about the Supreme Lord. So they were writing. So many books are hidden under their samadhi. Right? But just to share with the studious devotees that they've hidden the secrets in these six Purana, in the Puranas that I've mentioned. So Purijan Prabhu was just mentioning that before he joined, he went to some Hinduism course, and what happened, they were talking about this Purusha incarnation with thousand hands, and he couldn't understand anything. But now, after reading Srila Prabhupada's books, after chanting for so many years, you become purified. So then we can relish this information. So this is the process. After going through every Srila Prabhupada's books, reading them again and again, then we go back, then we can actually even relish the Bible, because it's so similar, you know, similar information in there. So same thing in the Brahma Vayavata Purana, especially, all this information is there. But we are so fortunate, like I said, we have senior devotees like Sachidananda Maharaj. Bhakti Vikas Maharaj is taking every word of the thousand names of Vishnu and giving commentary on each and every. So how much research he's doing. So it's being handed like on this plate, golden plate, you know, all this stuff. So the website for this sound research on the holy name is wakeup.com. Can you believe? Wake up just like Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Similarly. So I'll leave you with that. Thank you very much. Again, I beg your pardon if I was boring. And like I said, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to study. It was very relishable to understand. Oh, one more thing. Sorry. I have to share this. Lord Chaitanya's pastime with Kurma. Okay, there's two pastimes which I wanted to share. One is Ramanujacharya. Does anybody know that pastime? He went to Jagannath Puri and he offended the pujaris there because his puja in South India is more like very different in the strict way how they do. But when he went to Jagannath Puri, he started instructing. So Lord Jagannath became so angry that he actually threw Ramanuja to where? Kurma temple. So when he woke up, Ramanujacharya, he was in Kurmadham, right? So then he thought, Ramanujacharya thought that this is Shiva Linga. So he started fasting because he realized he's not in his original place. It's Lord Jagannath that he threw in there. And he started fasting. Then afterwards, he realized that this is Kurma, Lord Kurma. So he established a beautiful temple there. So this is Kurma Kshetra. You can go and visit it there. Then there are some other Kurma temples in South India. And it's recommended that a Grahastha devotees, Srila Prabhupada mentions again and again, that they should worship this different incarnation according to their rasa, their desire, Kurma, Varaha, Nasinga, and we get them in Saligram Sila. But the pastime of Lord Chaitanya is like that. One, he fell into ecstasy and he went among the cows. And among the cows, he actually took the form of Kurma by putting all his limbs within his body. So that's what I wanted to leave you with. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions?